All right. There we go. This picture was taken from a very giant Jesus sculpture. And I had to climb, like, I don't know, 12 sets of metal stairs to get to the top, and there was a hole in Jesus' head, and I took that picture. But my eyes were closed because I'm scared of heights, so I just want you to know that I suffered for you. Okay, let's go to the next one. So the reason why I called this sermon God is One, because almost every Transylvanian Unitarian Church has that written in Hungarian on the outside or inside and needlework like this. And what that says is Egy a Isten, which is Hungarian for God is One. Okay, go ahead. We don't have a clicker, so here you go. So Transylvania is in the heart of Romania. It wasn't always in the heart of Romania. It used to be in Hungary, but after World War I, the British and the Germans gave Hungary, because they lost the war, to Romania. 60% of Romania is formerly Hungary. Go ahead. This is Transylvania. I was everywhere. I was all over this place. I'll tell you why in a minute. Go ahead. Okay. Where I go to school, I'll show you a picture in a minute. This is Francis Balazs. He was a Unitarian from Transylvania who went to California in the 30s and went to school. He, like most Hungarian heroes, died very tragically, very young, and he was a poet and a freedom fighter, and that's very important for Hungarians. Okay. This is his grave. That wooden stake thing is a traditional... it was a weapon that the Huns used, the Attila the Hun, and they were hand-carved, and so when warriors would die, they'd stick it in their grave, and now it's the way that they memorialize people in Hungary. And his grave just says priest on it. Go ahead. So this is the seminary in Kolozsvár, which is called Cluj-Napoca Boca in Romanian. Now, the first thing that happened to me is I go to these places, and I had an itinerary. It was all in Hungarian, and I kept looking for Kolozsvár. And none of the signs say Kolozsvár. They say Cluj-Napoca. So this is the seminary. It's the seminary for all Protestants in Romania, the people that are Lutheran, Reformed, Calvinist, Calvinist, and Unitarian. So Unitarians are the leftists, the rowdy people there, but it's a different universe altogether. Go ahead. And this is Star King. So every year, somebody from that first seminary gets sent to live in California for a year and go to school at Star King. And every year, Star King picks one student to go to Romania for 3 weeks and visit all the ministers who are former Balzac scholars. So go ahead. And that's me. I got picked. Yes, so I had no idea who I was staying with. I had no idea where I was going. I had no idea where I was going to eat or where I was going to sleep or what was going to happen to me. I was completely at the mercy of other people who spoke a language I did not speak. Okay, go ahead. So these are some of my hosts, people that have been to Star King and hosted me. And I made a lot of friends. There are a lot of really great things about Hungarian Romanians. They're really sociable, and they're very intense. They make me look like I'm a lightweight. I was actually funny there. People thought I was funny. So it was really relaxing to be around people who that like immediately start having very serious theological discussions with you. All their poets died young, and they usually killed themselves by jumping in front of trains, and they almost all are some kind of freedom fighter, like they fought in some war, usually one that they lost. Go ahead. So this is also a place where I stayed. You say that word, S-Z-E-K-E-L-Y, C-K, and that's the kind of people that live in Transylvania that are Hungarians, and they come, their ancestors fought with Attila the Hun, they think. And they've been in the same villages for 1,000 years. And this, two ministers have started this place that's kind of like where they have children's camps, And they feed 100 people in 11 villages every day. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. And they're doing it with nothing. Go ahead. So, this is the symbol of Transylvanian Unitarianism. And the symbol is a snake surrounding a dove with a crown. And it comes from Matthew 10:16. Behold, I am sending you forward as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore as wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Go ahead. This is the Béla Bartók Church and Guest House in Budapest, Hungary. The Hungarian Unitarians and the Romanian Unitarians are in the same council. It's all one thing, since they used to be the same country, but now they're not. Okay. And that's where I stayed. So, yeah, so all Unitarians in Transylvania are Hungarian, or their relatives were Hungarian, or they married into a Hungarian family. There are no Romanian Unitarians. Go ahead. So you heard about Francis David in the Children's Time, but this painting was actually done in the 1900s, and it's huge. It's about half the size of the wall. And that is the guy who's playing Francis David is actually a famous musician. They just used his face. And below there you see the rock in Kolosovar, in the church in Kolosovar, which is about 600 years old. The rock is there. And you can, I asked one of the only funny Hungarian I met, I asked them if they ever sneak in and stand on the rock when people aren't around, and they said they did not. But last year was the 450th anniversary from the edict. And so they had celebrations all over. And the little ladder thing you see to the right, that is a memorial that's outside the church in Torda. And they had thousands of people came to the celebration. Go ahead. So what did they believe? That's a typical front of the church that says God is one on it. Go ahead. This is what they believe. I can't see it, though, but I'm going to go over here. It's
okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so Transylvanian Unitarians are liberal. They're non-Trinitarian. They don't believe in the Trinity. They're non-dogmatic. They don't, like, so you must believe this. They believe Jesus is a man, a prophet, and a model for us, that we should live like him, like he is the Son of God, but so are you, yes. And daughter of God. And so, they strive to build the kingdom of God here on earth. So they're all about what's happening now. They don't talk about heaven a lot. They're not real into it. They're into right here, right now. And God is one spirit and one essence as far as they're concerned. Okay, so these are the basic ideas I got out of trying to talk to people who don't speak the same language as me. And this is what a typical... where you preach from lectern area, you have to go up the stairs. And they have a lot of needlework and a lot of hand-painted things. And then they always have a communion table, every church. Go ahead. So, as far as they're concerned, this is what Jesus said that they take to heart. Love God and love your neighbor. Now, a lot of these beliefs are the same as we Unitarian Universalists had in the 1840s. Around the time of William Ellery Channing, Theodore Parker, before the Transcendentalists kind of changed things. So it's real similar to how we used to be, so it was really interesting to be there. Okay. This is what a typical church looks like inside. They're wooden pews, they've been painted gray. Their hymnal, all their songs have single notes. It's all in Hungarian. They've been singing the same song since 1600. They all sound very sad, like you want to jump in front of a train. Okay, this village church, you see how you walk up to pray, and if you looked on the other side, you would see the organ loft, because they almost all have organs, and some of the organs are from the 1700s. And often, they go up in the minister climbs up in the organ loft, and hits the note, and then they start singing. The men and women are on different sides. And then they run down, and they go up in the pulpit because there's no lay leadership. They have presidents of the congregation or whatever, but they don't do the service, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. Go ahead. Okay, so there's a communion table. That's what they typically look like. This is the only funny Hungarian. That door is from 1600, and they still use it. Yeah, and there's another church. This is a different church, but you see how similar the look of them is. And if you notice, the ceiling has got squares, and that they're painted. It kind of looks like Dutch Amish painting, flowers and such, real traditional art. Go ahead. Okay, this is a parsonage and a church. Almost all the ministers live in parsonages attached to the church right next to. And many of the ministers have more than one church. How do they work that out? It's hard. Okay, so there's an organ loft. There's more painted. That's an organ loft. Another door. They have the Hungarian flag hanging all the time. They have a Transylvanian flag or a church flag. And if they have a partner church, they might have an American flag like this church does. Go ahead. All right, that's what the hymnal looks like. I know it's hard to see, but that's the hymnal. This is the church in Kolosovar. That was Francis Davis' church when he was the bishop. And that's a typical bell tower. Almost all of them have bell towers. I went to one church where they had to build a building on the ground, and their bells were in there. And so so one of my hosts had two, go ahead. One of my hosts had two villages that he served. And so he had services at noon at his main church, which was Francis Balzac's church, by the way. And so he would preach at noon, and then I kept waiting and say, oh, what time is the second service? Where are we going? So we drove a half an hour up to this little village, and I said, what time is the service? And he said, oh, whenever I get there, they ring the bell. Okay, so Transylvania Unitarians and American Unitarian Universalists, what we have in common is we're both liberal, we value reason, we're non-dogmatic, the Bible is a source book, but not the only, and it's not to be taken literally. Jesus is a teacher and a role model. Both of us have women ministers. All of our ministers are trained in seminary, but there's some differences. Historically, we all come from Michael Servetus and Francis David. There's no hell. It's very life-affirming, and they have a catechism that the kids have to memorize, and they have a service when they're 16 and they can join the church. And we have bridging, right? So that's similar, but slightly different in how you do it. We have different polity. What does that mean? Their churches are run by a council and a bishop. We have no bishop. Each of our churches run themselves. And we have a loose association of churches called the UUA. But they have a council, and their ministers get paid by the council, mostly from rent on buildings that they own in Kolosovar. Because some of the villages are down to where they have 11 people in their congregation, and the church is 600 years old. So that's the biggest difference. Their seminary, they go to seminary right after high school. So there's no college. They go to seminary. They have to serve at least 5 years. Their school's paid for, men and women. They have no second career minister, so they don't understand people like me. Their members were all born Unitarian or married into a Unitarian family. Their services are in Hungarian. I was there 3 weeks. I learned two words, and I'm not an idiot. Right? I learned how to say thank you, and I learned how to say yes. So, kosanom is thank you in Hungarian, and jó is the pejorative way of saying yes. Okay, that's all I learned. And I learned how to say some of the places. I went to places named Sike Kelestor. Like, they all are that long. Negesfala. You know, and so by the time I learned how to say it, I was in another place. Okay. They celebrate communion four times a year. There are no lay leaders in the service. The reason why they do that is because they are formerly a communist country. They had a revolution in 1989 and killed Sugescu and his wife. Okay. When it was under communism, they allowed the church to function, but there were always spies in the congregation. And so the ministers did the service themselves to protect everybody else. And you wouldn't even want to be friends with a minister because the ministers preach and say on Jesus and Caesar, render to Caesar what is Caesar's. And that really the minister is talking about communism. Okay? Somebody in the congregation is a spy. So Monday morning, a black car might pull up at the parsonage and take you away for a couple of weeks. So it wasn't a very comfortable time to be a Unitarian. And ministers were the first line people that got arrested. I met some of those people, and I met a lot of people that had grown up in communism, and it was fascinating just to talk about the differences and what they knew, what they didn't know, what they could eat, what they couldn't eat. They were hungry a lot. Okay. In some churches, especially the older ones, the men and women sit on different sides. The minister has its own pew. It's real hand-painted and very fancy. And there's always a place for the minister's family, and they are not in the same place. Very strange. Let's see. They have a catechism. It's about 5 pages long. If you look it up on the internet, you can read a translated version of the Transylvania Unitarian Catechism, what they believe. And it's really interesting. And we have the 7 principles, which are a lot more handy to deal with. And that's my friend Bonnie. His English was fabulous, and he is a bass player, and so we rocked out. We had fun. Go ahead. Okay, so they paint the pews, you see. Here's another painted ceiling. The minister of that church did that in 1938. That's another church typical. You can spot them. And this is the room where it happens in Kolosovar. This is where the bishop and the 10 counselors meet, and they make all the decisions for the church. The room where it happens. Okay, go ahead. So, what's life like in Hungary and Romania? Well, goats cross the road, and you have to wait. They have farmers markets. Almost everybody has a garden or an orchard. See communism and starvation. That's breakfast. That's a fancy breakfast in Romania. Oranges, cucumbers, French fries, black olives, an egg, sometimes cheese, bread, tomatoes, sometimes pickles. Anyway, that's a typical breakfast. Turkish tea or Turkish coffee. And that is a typical communist statue. So the remnants of communism are all around you. Really, really ugly apartment buildings. Interesting kind of artistic sensibility. So this is what it looks like. People in Hungary have a lot more money than people in Romania. Go ahead. This is the giant Jesus. This is me right here. Give you an idea what it looks like, how tall it was. Almost everybody had chickens. This is a wooden, a wood-heated hot tub. This is traditional Hungarian dancers and hand carving on a communion table. Really beautiful carving. So that's the kind of art that they do. Go ahead. So they all have orchards, typical church, Turkish coffee. It's beautiful flowers. They had roses everywhere. I was struck by how incredibly interested in gardening they were and family-oriented they were. This is an orchard with peaches. That in the middle there, that's called palenka. And that was probably my most difficult thing because I'm not really a drinker. And they are very formal about their hospitality. So they don't say, "Would you like a glass of water?" They say, "Would you like palenka? Homemade wine or beer?" And you can't say no. Palenka is fruit brandy. It's like moonshine. It's 104 proof. Yeah, and then whatever they grow in their orchard, that's what they put in their palinka. So there was apricot palinka, there was currant palinka, there was plum palinka. Anyway, I love it, but it's like drinking moonshine. And so it's a good thing I did not speak Hungarian, because my knees were buckling every day I would go visit people. And they won't take no for an answer, and they keep filling your glass up. So you have to kind of leave it. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, so it's really beautiful. It looks like West Virginia's hilly, lots and lots of trees, really beautiful. That's the Gorge of Torta. That's the CK flag, the people that came from Attila the Hun that have been in the villages for 1,000 years. That's a CK flag. That's what they think. They came from Attila the Hun, so they do archery, and they're like really into stick fighting. And the kind of statues and stuff. And they have these gates. Now, these gates are like a traditional thing, and usually they have birds' nests in the top. And you go out about sunset and sit at your gate and talk to all your neighbors. So almost everybody has a gate, and they're beautiful. Go ahead. Yeah, so those are those sticks I told you, the memorial. That's in a churchyard. And that says... There's a hymn, number 255, in their hymnal, and the words of the hymn say, dare, dare to live, dare. And that's what that says, dare, dare to live. And some of the churches were former Catholic churches, and they, on one of them, it's a World Heritage Site, and they uncovered a mural that goes all the way around the church from 1200. It's amazingly beautiful. Go ahead. Okay, so I'm almost done. So, many people there have partner churches in America. I went to two or three that had partners, but a lot of people do not have partners. And it used to be, I think in the 70s and 80s, when people first started having partner churches, it was much more a financial thing, like we're going to send them money and we're going to save their buildings or help them renovate so that they can stay. But what I want to tell you, and like the purpose of this is not a slideshow of my summer vacation, but... they have a lot of things that they do right, and we have a lot of things that we do right, and we could really learn a lot from each other. Like, they are shrinking because they do all their services only in Hungarian, and Hungarians are becoming more and more of a minority in Romania, and so their churches are getting smaller and smaller. Like, when they want to borrow money to fix the roof, they borrow it from the government of Hungary. They don't get money from Romania. It's really kind of interesting that way. So they could learn a lot about how to appeal to have more converts, because we depend on our converts. We have a lot of people who... How many people did not grow up UU? Exactly. Okay. So, you know, they could use to... they're really interesting theologically. We could learn a lot from them, because they don't have... the churchianity concept of being Christian. They consider themselves Christians, but they're not, they have baptism, but you're just being baptized into the privilege of being Unitarian. You're not saying that you had original sin and that you need to be cleansed. You know, so there are a lot of really cool things. And what they're mostly interested in is making friends. And making relationships. I made like 5 or 6 friends that will stay my friends now in a really short period of time. And I think that they are much better. They don't watch as much TV as we do. They have a lot less packaging. They do a lot more farmers market. They eat really healthy for the most part. And they have a lot less money. I would say a minister in America makes about 6 times what a minister makes in Romania, and all their young people are leaving, so if you pass a test, you get to go to college for free. And then most of those people are moving to Western Europe because they can get paid 3 times as much. So they're losing like 2/3 of their young people. So they have a lot going on there that's interesting. And I don't know, they don't use dryers. They have a rack thing that folds out, and it just takes overnight, your clothes are dry. But I never saw a dryer in Romania. It's kind of interesting that way. And I think we could learn a lot from them about how to be more social and listen to each other and talk to each other. I heard a minister the other day say they feel that their relationships are more important than their productivity. That's a whole different attitude than an American attitude. And they definitely have that. Like every visit, the palenka happened, the wine happened, the beer happened, and also an hour and a half of talking happened. And the young people came out of their room and sat there and talked to everybody. So I think we could do a lot better of sitting on the porch and talking to each other more. And I feel like we could learn that. Now, who organizes these kind of partnerships? These people. And there are Unitarian churches in Africa and Philippines, England, Scandinavia, anyway, lots of places, India. And if you all are interested in having a partner church, I think it's a really rewarding situation, and these are the people that you would talk to. They kind of organize it. The other thing I want to tell you about Romania and Hungary is almost everybody are the same skin color, but they're just as prejudiced. They have Romanians over here and Hungarians over here and Roma people over here. And there are a lot of different kinds of Roma people, but they are never included in the whole. It's a small village, like 600 people in the village, right? The Romanian people hang out over here, the Hungarian people hang out here, and the Roma live on the outskirts of all that and do all the work nobody wants to do. Anyway, a lot to think about, and I hope it wasn't too boring and you enjoyed it.